Welcome back to the Mbago Media News Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into a presidency that certainly made waves on the international stage, Donald Trump's foreign policy. It was, to say the least, a departure from the established norms.
Absolutely. For decades, American foreign policy was built on alliances, experienced diplomats, and multilateral institutions. Then Trump came along with a style many called erratic. It wasn't just chaos, it was unpredictability, a transactional approach, and a reliance on personal relationships, often bypassing traditional routes.
Exactly. We saw this early on with North Korea. Instead of usual channels, Trump opted for direct, high-stakes summits with Kim Jong-un, which shocked many. His rhetoric towards NATO allies, questioning mutual defense and demanding more financial contributions, also created significant uncertainty in Europe.
And the trade disputes, often initiated by a tweet. It bypassed the slow, deliberate processes of international trade negotiations. This was a stark contrast to the traditional playbook emphasizing multilateralism and established norms. Trump seemed to view those as constraints.
This really gets to the core question: did these unconventional methods lead to breakthroughs, or did successes happen in spite of this mercurial approach? It's a central tension that defined his presidency, and it's something we'll explore thoroughly today.
So, let's start by looking at some of the tangible foreign policy achievements that occurred during his term, particularly in his second term. Despite, or perhaps because of, his disruptive style, several significant breakthroughs did happen.
Perhaps the most notable is the Abraham Accords. These were normalization agreements between Israel and several Arab nations like the UAE, Bahrain, Sudan, and Morocco. For decades, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict was a major roadblock to regional peace, but the accords managed to bypass that impasse.
It was a significant diplomatic achievement, breaking decades of stagnation and reshaping the Middle East. The methods were unconventional, leveraging personal relationships and focusing on shared threats like Iran, rather than traditional prerequisites for peace.
That's a clear example of transactional diplomacy cutting through diplomatic Gordian knots. Another key achievement, though complex, was the Phase 1 China trade deal. Signed in early 2020, it aimed to address trade imbalances, improve IP protection, and boost U.S. exports.
While it didn't resolve all U.S.-China tensions and many targets were aspirational, it did represent a de-escalation of a trade war. This was achieved through direct presidential negotiation, a hallmark of Trump's approach, rather than protracted multilateral talks. The deal sought to increase Chinese purchases of U.S. goods and services by $200 billion over 2 years.
Then there's the territorial defeat of the ISIS caliphate. While groundwork was laid earlier, the Trump administration oversaw the final military campaigns that led to the collapse of ISIS's physical territory in Syria and Iraq. A significant victory against a brutal organization.
And returning to North Korea, while complete denuclearization remained elusive, the direct engagement initiated by Trump and the suspension of major U.S.-South Korea military exercises was a significant shift. For a time, it lowered tensions and opened a direct line of communication.
So, those were some key moments, tangible outcomes. But how did this unconventional, often erratic, approach actually contribute to these results? That's what we need to explore next: the mechanisms of disruption and transactional diplomacy.
Right. The primary way Trump's mercurial style drove results was through sheer disruption of the status quo. For years, many international issues were bogged down in established protocols and entrenched positions. Trump's willingness to challenge norms and question alliances created openings.
Take the Abraham Accords again. This breakthrough was facilitated by moving beyond the traditional prerequisite of a comprehensive Israeli-Palestinian peace agreement. By focusing on shared regional interests and leveraging personal relationships, they bypassed usual diplomatic hurdles.
This highlights his commitment to transactional diplomacy. Trump approached foreign policy not as a complex web, but as a series of discrete deals. His focus was on identifying specific interests, often with an emphasis on immediate U.S. gains, and negotiating directly.
This contrasted with traditional diplomacy's focus on process, consensus building, and long-term relationships. His business background clearly informed this approach, where he was known for walking away, imposing pressure, and seeking a clear win.
This transactional mindset was often amplified by his reliance on personal relationships. Direct presidential communication with leaders like Kim Jong-un or Xi Jinping was crucial. Numerous instances show direct calls preceding significant policy shifts.
For example, a direct letter from Trump to Kim Jong-un, after a period of hostile rhetoric, led to a thaw and the Singapore summit. This ability to forge personal connections allowed him to circumvent traditional diplomatic channels.
The element of surprise was also a powerful tool. By keeping allies and adversaries off balance with unpredictable actions, Trump's administration created an environment where others felt compelled to engage on his terms. This unpredictability could lead to quicker concessions.
It was a high-wire act, balancing the potential for rapid progress against the risk of miscalculation. But this erratic path, while opening doors, was undeniably a double-edged sword. Let's discuss the risks and criticisms.
Definitely. The unpredictability that sometimes facilitated breakthroughs also carried significant risks. One major concern was the erosion of long-standing alliances. Trump's rhetoric questioning NATO and demanding allies pay more created deep fissures.
Actions like withdrawing from the Paris Agreement and the Iran nuclear deal, while framed as prioritizing American interests, were seen by many allies as unilateral and damaging to global cooperation. This questioning of alliances also led to concerns about undermining essential institutions.
By frequently bypassing established diplomatic channels, the State Department, intelligence agencies, international bodies, his administration weakened the institutional capacity and expertise that underpinned American foreign policy. This could lead to less informed decision-making.
The inherent nature of unpredictability created a climate of global instability. For allies and adversaries alike, it made long-term planning incredibly difficult. Were agreements made yesterday still valid today? This constant flux made it challenging to build trust.
Some analyses from the period pointed to increased global uncertainty, a direct consequence of this unpredictable stance. Furthermore, the America First philosophy, while resonating with some, also risked devolvement into isolationism.
A purely transactional approach, focused solely on immediate national gains, could potentially sacrifice broader global stability and cooperation for narrow, short-term benefits. This raises the question, were the perceived wins worth the long-term cost to the global order?
And then there's the durability of the deals themselves. Agreements forged through personal rapport or high-pressure tactics, rather than established diplomatic processes, might be inherently more fragile. They could be subject to reversal with changes in leadership.
This brings us to the crucial question for our next section: looking forward, can this record be built upon? And what does that even mean, continuing the disruptive style, or shifting to a more traditional approach to solidify gains?
For instance, can the momentum of the Abraham Accords be deepened without the same disruptive tactics? Can trade relationships with China be stabilized long-term, or will they remain subject to presidential pronouncements? The true test is longevity and positive impact over time.
Are the Trump-era wins sustainable, or are they inherently fragile due to their unconventional foundation? The global landscape is also critical. The rise of China, climate change, pandemics, regional conflicts, these complex issues require sustained international cooperation.
Can an erratic or purely transactional style effectively address these long-term global issues that demand predictable, collaborative diplomatic frameworks? This prompts us to consider the trade-offs: the value of disruption versus stability, trust, and robust alliances.
What constitutes genuine success in foreign policy? Headline-grabbing deals of a single term, or a more secure, prosperous, and cooperative world for generations? Understanding past approaches is vital for navigating future challenges.
Let's delve deeper into the fragility of these deals and the erosion of institutions. Think about the Abraham Accords again. How much was tied to Trump's personal relationships with leaders in the UAE and Saudi Arabia?
Traditional treaties are embedded in robust legal frameworks and bureaucracies, designed to outlast leaders. The Abraham Accords felt more like executive agreements, heavily reliant on the sitting president's direct involvement. This highlights their unique genesis and potential vulnerabilities.
Consider the trade deal with China. The Phase 1 agreement was a de-escalation, but it didn't address deeper structural issues like IP theft. And the ambitious purchase targets proved difficult to meet, showing the ongoing volatility in that relationship.
It suggests that a deal brokered through presidential leverage might not automatically translate into long-term stability. It's like building a house on sand. And then North Korea, the summits were unprecedented, but complete denuclearization remained elusive.
The direct presidential engagement created a unique channel, but didn't fundamentally alter North Korea's strategic calculus. This highlights a key challenge. Can personal diplomacy substitute for the meticulous process of building verifiable agreements and fostering genuine trust?
This brings us to the erosion of institutional capacity and expertise. Traditional foreign policy relies on the State Department, intelligence agencies, and experienced diplomats. Trump's administration often bypassed these bodies, relying on a small circle and the president's instincts.
While this could lead to agility, it raised concerns about the quality of analysis informing policy. Were decisions based on comprehensive intelligence and long-term strategy, or on more immediate, perhaps emotional, considerations?
Think about the withdrawal from international agreements like the Paris Climate Accord and the Iran nuclear deal. These were multilateral frameworks, painstakingly negotiated. Trump's decisions were seen by many allies as unilateral acts that undermined global efforts.
This creates a chilling effect on future multilateral negotiations. Why would other nations invest years if they fear the US might simply walk away? It erodes the very concept of international cooperation and US commitments.
The America First doctrine itself, while appealing, risked strategic myopia. By focusing intensely on immediate US gains, it could overlook the broader benefits of global stability, shared prosperity, and collective security.
Strengthening international institutions might not always yield immediate wins, but they contribute to a more stable global environment. A purely transactional approach can be a zero-sum game, leading to perpetual friction rather than cooperation.
So, to recap the summary table, unpredictability and disruption created openings but also led to global instability. Transactional diplomacy focused on specific gains but risked sacrificing broader cooperation.
Reliance on personal relationships enabled direct engagement but made deals potentially vulnerable. Questioning alliances and institutions demanded more from allies but eroded trust and weakened institutional capacity. The America First approach prioritized national interests but risked myopia.
Now, let's move to the conclusion, navigating the legacy and the path forward. This presidency truly redefined what unconventional means on the world stage. We've dissected his style, examined achievements, and unpacked how they were achieved.
But as we've acknowledged, this path had significant costs and criticisms. The unpredictability that paved the way for breakthroughs also sowed seeds of doubt and instability. Today, we grapple with the lasting implications and the future.
Can the foundations laid by Trump's foreign policy be built upon? One interpretation is a continuation of the same disruptive, transactional style. The argument here is that unpredictability was the engine of progress, and doubling down would yield further breakthroughs.
The Abraham Accords could be expanded, new trade deals struck, and adversaries kept off balance. This perspective suggests the Trump playbook is the most effective way to advance American interests in a complex world.
However, there's a counter-argument. Perhaps building upon means consolidating and formalizing gains through more traditional, stable diplomatic channels. For instance, embedding the Abraham Accords within broader regional security frameworks.
The trade relationship with China could be managed through more structured, multilateral approaches. The defeat of ISIS could be solidified by continued, predictable engagement with regional partners. This approach acknowledges achievements but embeds them in a more robust framework.
This perspective also grapples with the limitations of the Trumpian approach when faced with pressing global challenges like climate change, pandemics, and the rise of authoritarian powers. These require sustained, coordinated international action.
They are complex, systemic problems demanding long-term strategies and broad-based cooperation. Can a transactional, unpredictable approach truly address existential threats, or does it demand a return to the multilateral engagement Trump often eschewed?
The very nature of diplomacy involves building trust, which is built through consistency and reliability.
When norms are constantly challenged and commitments appear fluid, trust erodes. This makes future negotiations more difficult.
The unpredictability wielded as a tool can, in the long run, become a liability, making it harder to forge the stable alliances and partnerships necessary for global problem solving.
So, what does this mean for us? It forces us to confront fundamental questions about foreign policy success. Is it measured by headline-grabbing deals of a single presidency, or by the creation of a more secure, prosperous, and cooperative world for generations?
Are short-term, transactional victories worth the potential long-term cost of damaged alliances, weakened institutions, and increased global instability? It's not a simple binary choice between disruption and tradition.
The Trump administration undeniably achieved things many thought impossible, like the Abraham Accords.
But the how matters. The methods employed had significant trade-offs. The question is whether those trade-offs are sustainable.
Can the dynamism of disruption be harnessed without sacrificing the stability and trust essential for effective, long-term diplomacy? Consider the current geopolitical landscape: great power competition, climate change, persistent threats from terrorism.
These are not problems solvable by a single nation or by relying solely on leaders' personal whims. They require collaboration, shared strategies, and commitment to international norms and institutions.
The debate over Trump's foreign policy legacy has real-world implications for how the U.S. engages with the world and shapes the global order. It's not just an academic exercise.
As we conclude, the lingering question remains: what is the optimal balance between bold, disruptive action and steady, consistent diplomacy? Can the lessons learned from the Trump era inform a more effective and sustainable approach moving forward?
Thank you for joining us on Baga Media News. We'll be back next time to explore another critical aspect of international relations. Until then, keep unpacking.